I am excited to have an outstanding composer and arranger who is well known to bands across America. This is truly great because my guest earned his bachelor and master's degrees in music education from Florida State University. He studied arranging and composing with Charles Carter and Bill Peterson. Welcome to WFSQ, Robert Thurston.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
I have some folks with me that I want you to meet. I'm in Studio B with Maestro Michael Grant, who earned his master's degree in conducting from Florida State University and then served as associate conductor of the United States Navy Band in Washington, D.C. And now he's settled in Tallahassee, directing the Capital City Concert Band. Welcome to WFSQ, Michael Grant.
Thank you, Dan.
Robert Thurston, we'll be talking about the world premiere of your new work, The Big Bend Rhapsody, which will be the featured work on this 50th anniversary concert. It takes place April 23rd at 7 p.m. in TCC's Turner Auditorium. But first, I have two charming guests which I'd love for you to meet. Please say hello to Sarah Pankowski.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
And say hi to Diana Aussie.
Hello. Hello, Dan. Hello, Bob. Nice to hear you.
Good afternoon, Diana. How are you?
Good.
Robert Thurston, please give us a little background on the inspiration which led to your composition of A Big Bend Rhapsody.
I grew up in Tallahassee. I lived there until I was 27. I still visit my family there quite often. They all live there. I hope to return for good someday. I've been a band geek all my life. I played percussion at Raw Middle School, Godby High School, FSU. I taught high school band for 5 years. I spent an entire 20-year career with the U.S. Air Force Band in Washington, D.C. as a music arranger. Since my retirement, I've been playing with a community band up here in Northern Virginia. I know that Capital City Bands is celebrating its 50th year this year, which means it formed the year that I turned 7. So it might sound kind of hard to believe, but I was completely unaware of the band's existence until late last year when Sarah contacted me about writing a piece. May or may not know, Sarah is the late former husband, Charlie Carter, was my teacher and taught me pretty much everything I know about writing music.
We have great memories about that individual.
When we talked about the piece, we didn't really, you know, wanted it to sound like, you know, just a tribute, have some sort of connection to Tallahassee. And I couldn't really think of any existing music that would have that connection other than old pop songs like Tallahassee Lassie or, you know, so I didn't really have any music to steal from, as it were. I decided that I wanted to paint a musical picture of the Big Bend, the whole area around Tallahassee that Tallahassee is the heart of, because it's so much different from the Florida that most people think of. You know, they hear, if you're not from Florida, you hear the name Florida and you immediately think of Disney World and Miami. And it doesn't usually help people when I tell them I'm from the Georgia part of Florida or the horizontal part. Yeah. I can see them struggling to put the dot on their mental map. I wanted the melody. I just wanted to describe the beauty of the North Florida area to me in musical language that I know. And I wanted the melody, the main melody, to sound like an old folk tune, you know, simple but musically picturesque. And I used a melody I wrote many years ago, but I've never really done anything with it, and it just felt perfect for this piece. Like I said, it's got a folk song character to it. I think it tells a story, but the story can be whatever comes to mind for the listener. And I just thought about the Big Bend area, all the little towns around Tallahassee. I love driving up 90 and 27 and smaller roads there, Quincy and Gretna and Chattahoochee and Two Egg, Arabelle, Sop Choppy. There's so many stories and so much history and poetry in those names.
Really. Michael, Sarah, and Diana, you can feel free to join in and ask our guest anything or tell him anything about this wonderful concert that's coming up on the 23rd.
First of all, it's been a great opportunity to rehearse Bob's piece, to hear something new and exciting. When you hear his description of the piece, you can see it in the music that he's written. I don't know a lot of the stuff that Bob has written, but it's, I'd say, Copland-esque in a lot of the places, and it's just been great to work with.
I'm sure Diana's excited because it opens with an oboe solo.
I am so excited. It's a beautiful melody, Bob, and I really enjoy playing it. A little scary to play it, but I've been enjoying it.
Well, thank you. That's good to hear it. Copland and props from the oboe solo. I'll take that.
This is going to be a great event because the audience is going to have an opportunity to meet the composer and the individuals in the ensemble.
I think you're going to have a visual display there in the lobby of the Turner Auditorium following the concert, isn't that so?
The display will be at the post-concert reception that's open to the public after the concert, but it will also be running as people arrive. So if they want to pause for a few minutes, catch their breath, watch the display, and then head on into the concert hall to find their favorite seat, they'll have the opportunity. And if they didn't get to see the whole thing, they'll have chances to watch it after the concert also.
Thank you, Diane. I need to ask Sarah, how do you get tickets to this event?
It's very easy. We're giving out free tickets everywhere we go, and I especially want to reach out to all our alumni. Any TCC student or community member who ever belonged to the band for however brief a time over the past 50 years, we really want you to be there. I've been collecting programs and pictures of the band for the last 50 years. I'll have my scrapbooks there so you can come and look at the real thing, not just the slideshow, but the real program that you played in. And if you have any memorabilia, I'd love for you to bring that and share too.
Wonderful. Robert Thurston, will you be here for this big event?
I most certainly will. I don't need a good excuse at all to go to Tallahassee, but when I really have a good one, you couldn't keep me away. I'll be coming down early next week and hopefully working with the band on Monday night and then again at the dress rehearsal before the concert, and then, of course, the concert itself.
Yeah, another great thing is Bob will be conducting the premiere himself.
Oh, great.
Of the Rhapsody. Everything from John Philip Sousa and Henry Fillmore to Brahms and Leroy Anderson, as well as Korsakoff. It runs the gamut as far as repertoire goes.
Nice variety. That auditorium is going to get filled up. When it gets out that Robert Thurston's going to be here, oh, wow. We're going to go out to that, fill up that auditorium.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I hope
and
so.
And don't let the fact that you don't have a free ticket stop you.
Yeah.
Just show up and we'll find room for you.
Sure. This event, once again, please tell me when it's going to be and what time it's going to be and how folks can get there.
This concert is next Saturday, April 23rd, 7 o'clock p.m. at Turner Auditorium on the TCC campus. There's plenty of parking. There's handicap parking. It's easy, accessible. All you have to do is come. If you don't have a ticket, just come. We'll let you in. Don't worry. It's free.
We'll be there.
And we have a special souvenir program, and we hope some special Golden Jubilee pens for all our alumni who are there.
Robert Thurston, Maestro Michael Grant, Sarah Pankowski, Diana Ossie, thank you all for joining me here on WFSQ today.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.